Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
My name's Helene Brady, and I'm from Moyne Community School. My favourite quote from King Lear is, "I'm a foolish, fond old man. If you have poison for me, I will drink it." This quote refers to Lear's meeting with Cordelia at the end of the play. At this point, he has realised his wrongdoings and is prepared to show Cordelia that he will repent for his actions by letting her kill him. It also shows Lear's sense of shame for wrongdoing and the fact that he repents for what he did to Kent and Cordelia. In the middle of his madness, he shows his distinct sanity and apologises to Cordelia.
My name is Donald Ridge. I'm a student from Belvedere College in Dublin. My favourite quote in King Lear reads, "I have no way and therefore want no eyes. I stumbled when I saw." It is spoken by Gloucester in the company of his son Edgar. The Earl has just had his eyes gouged out by the ruthless Cornwall. The quote is ironic because it is only when he loses the use of his eyes that he realises that his once illegitimate son Edmund has been a traitor to him. Up until then, he was blind to this deceit.
My name is Colette Kenny and I'm from Carrigallen Vocational School in County Leitrim. Gloucester said to Regan, "Oh madam, my old heart is cracked. It's cracked." There is great dramatic irony in these lines. Gloucester is telling Regan of his reaction to Edgar's supposed betrayal after she and her husband arrive at his castle. At this point, Gloucester foolishly trusts Regan and also believes what Edmund has told him about Edgar. This line tells us much about Gloucester, about his gullibility and his vanity. Once Gloucester heard that Edgar allegedly complained about Gloucester's power to hold on to land and titles for as long as he wished, without passing them on to his sons, his pride is wounded. He cannot believe his son would question this steadfast tradition. Without waiting to question Edgar, Gloucester sends out an order for his immediate capture. Now he complains to Regan about his pain at his son's betrayal, not realising that Edgar is in fact his good and loyal son, and Edmund is the one who has betrayed him.
My name's Shane Soren, and I'm from St. Mel's College, Longford. And my favourite quote from King Lear is, "As flies to wanton boys, are we to the gods. They kill us for their sport." These are Gloucester's words in Act 4, Scene 1. He is wandering the heath after being blinded by Cornwall and Regan for his loyalty to Lear. He has also been told about Edmund's treachery and realises that he has banished the son who loved him most. It's no wonder that he gives way to despair and begins to question whether there is justice in the universe or not. This is one of the main themes of the play. At this stage, he is contemplating ending his life. He feels that there is no divine justice, only the sport of cruel gods who delight in people suffering and reward people who are cruel. He will change his view later and pray to the ever-gentle gods. Of course, at the end of the play, he dies. But he is a better man than the one we met at the start. Although blind, he has achieved a clearer vision of the world. Edgar has helped him to do this.
My favourite line? I suppose there are two. "As flies to wanton boys are we to the gods, they kill us for their sport." But my other favourite line in the play is, "Never, never, 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 never." That wonderful expression of eternity. It's so complete, it's endless, that line.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.